Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More preaching team in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Thirstin' for Heaven.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words, the word of the Lord. It is hard to imagine a community more different to ours than the people of Thessalonica. We feel sorry for those who are out of work because of the COVID virus, those who have lost their homes and have nothing to eat, and even worse, those who are dying. It is all tragedy, and it calls us to compassion and makes heroes of those who help them. The Thessalonians were the earliest Christian converts. They were Greeks who were converted by Paul, now waiting for the second coming of Jesus, whom they believed would take them to heaven. And so they gave up work because they did not want to live on earth while waiting to die. Paul needed to correct them and tell them to stay working. You do not know the hour when the Lord is coming. Stay awake. They would be the words of Paul. My mother died when she was 83. My dad died when he was 64. So Mum was widowed early. She was just 59. But Mum had deep faith and loved her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. She loved us into life. As she got older, Mum started to get weak, and my sister-in-law began to worry about her becoming more quiet. Perhaps she was scared of dying. Would I talk to her? And so I did. She replied, "No, I am not scared of dying. I think that every day I live is a blessing from God. I just am losing energy and cannot do all that I used to do. She then went on to tell me she was looking forward to being reunited with her husband Bill in heaven. And she did die in peace. Well, now I'm getting old, getting to the age Mum was when she died. I'm starting to think more about my own death and beginning, like her, to look forward to seeing my family, also my Dominican brothers and sisters, and the many people whose lives I have celebrated when they died. But there are times when I am afraid because of those people who taught me to be afraid of God. There were too many of them. And I have to say, I get angry that this false message is still preached. All we have done is to turn people away from God, who loves us, forgives us, and invites us to share that love with others. That is what God does for us. And this is the basic preaching of St. Paul, and why I have learned to love his words. We should look forward to going to heaven. And thank you so much for listening.